Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everybody, this is Barbara Hofmeister speaking from the CB Network. And today we are in session number 5, talking about to be or not to be, the choice is yours. How to get your dreams back and the courage to make them come true. My name is Barbara Hofmeister, and I am your host today. I have a question for you. Do you want to live a life of compromise? That was a serious question, because it's your choice. You know, you can decide to live a really fantastic life, or you can choose to live a mediocre life, like most people are doing. But I think that you deserve better. So my question is, what's stopping you? Could it be your self-doubts and your fears that are holding you back? Could it be that life is okay as it is, so it's not really necessary to make changes? Or maybe you think you're not made to live a really exciting, happy life. Well, I suggest you stop kidding yourself. Because you are meant to live a life of abundance. But for things to change, you have to change. You have to improve. We have to grow. We have to expand our minds. And like with exercise, physical exercise, the more you exercise, the more you expand your muscles, the healthier, the fitter you get. It's just the same with our thoughts. To think big is just as hard as, or just as easy as it is to think small. But the outcome is vastly different and much, much more exciting. I'm speaking from my own personal experience. So, why do you think that so many of us are living a mediocre life? Why do you think so many of us are in jobs that we don't enjoy, doing things or living in relationships that are abusive, that are not good for us, or live alone? Because we're too fearful to actually share our life with a partner. That's a scary thought. But the problem is, nobody teaches us how to fly. I mean, very few people do. They teach us to crawl at a snail's pace and accept that as a normal. But is it normal? Is it normal to avoid obstacles, to not stretch yourself, to not reach out for higher goals, to not dare and live your dreams? I think that's not normal, because life is a continuous learning process, and as soon as we stand still, life will overtake us. Have you ever heard yourself think or say even, I don't have the right qualifications for this, or I'm underqualified, I'm overqualified sometimes? They wouldn't take someone like me. Why should they choose me? Ah, it's better not to speak up. People will think I'm pushy. Or you might think, I'm too timid. I'm too small. I'm too young. I'm too old. Or I hate public speaking. I hate job hunting. Better stay in this job. I don't like parties. You know, they are not good for me because I don't know anybody there and I feel embarrassed, you know, without knowing anybody. Like networking events, you feel uncomfortable. Or you think you can't do it. You can't win. Or maybe you think you can't ask for help. I can tell you, you can ask for help. Why is coaching so successful today? because people finally realize they can ask for help, and they do. And it works like a charm. It really does. So why not you? Come on, be serious. You could do anything if you really wanted to. Maybe you don't because it's not important enough for you. Maybe you don't because life is okay. But watch small children. They have no limitations whatsoever because they haven't yet learned to turn limiting beliefs into their internal truths. But it's not true. Children just are. And they do, and they have. And they get what they want. Because that is the formula for success. To be, do, become, and have. But you might have been taught, don't do that, be careful here. Oh, you're not old enough, you're not big enough, you can't have that, you don't have enough money. Whatever it is that you have been told, it is not the truth. It is the experience that the people who've told you had. Maybe they really believe that. Or maybe they see you as you were many years ago. I have friends in my life. They don't see me very often because I travel so much and I hardly ever live in Germany. So they see me very, very rarely. Maybe once a year or every few years. And their life changes, and so does mine. But I continuously grow because I continuously study and learn. And some of them don't. But when they meet me, they still see the little Barbara. They still see the small person that I once was, the insecure Barbara that I once was. But I'm not anymore. I am not. So let's make this personal for you. And tell me, who is stopping you? What is stopping you? And who is stopping you? I want you to write down some situations when the people around you have stopped you or tried to stop you. Because nobody can stop you unless you let them. So I want you to find at least 7 moments, large or small, yesterday or 20, 30 years ago, it doesn't matter. I want you to look at the situations where somebody or something has stopped you. And there's more than 7 in your life. I can assure you, much, much more than that. So write down the 7 situations. Maybe not now because I want to continue, but please do that. Today. Promise? Great. You see, 90% of the Earth population is still struggling to get it. And they're wondering why the famous 3% are so lucky. But it's not luck. They are not luckier than you or I. The difference is that they are aware that their thoughts control their life, and consequently, they have learned to master their thoughts. Isn't it true that our thoughts belong to us to do with as we please? That's a learning, but I already gave you several options. In the last few sessions, I gave you several techniques that can help you control your thoughts. Dr. Wayne Dyer, the guy that actually got me into personal development, because that was the book that my friend gave to me in 1978. Can you imagine? This is 32 years ago. My God, time passes. Well, he says, what we think determines what happens to us. So if we want to change our lives, we need to stretch our minds. And that is true. And Abraham Maslow said, the story of the human race is the story of men and women selling themselves short. And that is true. Don't sell yourself short, please. Brian Tracy says, the average person tends to settle for far less than they are capable of, and then they wonder why they are so dissatisfied and frustrated with life. You deserve better than that. You deserve better than just to be okay, just to be reasonably content and reasonably well off. You deserve to be overflowingly happy and rich. You deserve to be healthy and wealthy beyond your present imagination. There is more than enough for everybody, for you and for me too. But how do you get there? Well, you need to control your thoughts. You need to listen to your intuition. You need to listen more to your intuition and much, much, much less to your negative self-talk. And the last week, I gave you the rubber connection. I gave you that rubber band around your wrist that you can slap those negative thoughts away. Charles Darwin said, it's not the strongest of the species that survive and thrive, or the most intelligent, but the ones that are most responsive to change, and that is true. So we made your personal declaration of happiness, and in case you didn't listen to the last time, I want you to do it again. So write down I and your name. Am committed to a life of happiness and fulfillment. Committed to a life of happiness and fulfillment. I will make every effort to further enhance my positive state of mind because I know that only happy, loving people can make other people happy. And then I want you to write today's date and your signature. Make a commitment to yourself to be happy. Make a commitment, because courage is not a lack of fear. It is acting in spite of those fears and doubts. You see, I think I told you the story about how they used to train the fleas. You know, in the old days, they had flea circus, tiny little fleas. And they trained them by putting a lid. They put them in a box and they put a lid on top of the box. So when the fleas were jumping up, and they can jump really, really high, they were hitting the lid all the time. And that hurts, as you can imagine, if you jump against something with your head. And after a few times, they knew how high the lid was. So they jumped just under the lid, under the height of the lid. And I'm sure you heard the story of the elephants that were burned in a circus. And this is a real true story. Because when they were small, they were tied down by a chain. And they were tied to a pole. And they could only move for maybe 1 meter or 3 yards. They couldn't move any further. And whenever they tried, they were hit. So they learned that this is as far as they can go. They can't go any further. So when they grew up, this is what they thought. They can only move that far. But they could have moved anywhere, anywhere. They were much, 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 much stronger than the pole that was holding them down, especially as later on, once they were trained, they didn't have to be tied down by chains. They just had a small string around their leg. And they were tied to a small pole that they could have pulled out in a split second. But they didn't, because they didn't believe that they could. But you have to know that you are lidless. There is no lid. There is no limit except the one that you give yourself. We have no limitations. We really can do anything we want to do. If only we would do it. So don't defeat yourself, please, before you've even tried. Well, negative self-talk generally is destructive, but you can use it for your own benefits. Because when you notice your self-talk and you don't fear it and you don't fight it, you just notice it and say, thank you for telling me, but I will do it anyway. And you can use it also to obtain valuable information of your belief system. What are your beliefs? And you can create new beliefs. You can create better beliefs that serve you much better and that help you to be in line with your intentions for your future. So now again, I want you to take your pen and your paper and write down these questions. I want you to write down precisely what you're saying to yourself. I remember when I started giving talks on personal development, I thought, what makes me think that I'm an expert on this topic? There's people that know much more than I do. That was my negative little voice in my head, my Yevat, that was telling me, you can't really do that. Who do you think you are? So write down precisely what you are saying to yourself in those moments. And how does this self-talk make you feel? Because when I used to have this self-talk, I felt like, well, can I really do it? You know, it questioned my abilities and it definitely disempowered me. It stopped me in many cases, but it most definitely disempowered me. And the next thing I want you to write down is, what beliefs are underlying your self-talk? You know, the self-talk. The little yebat that is telling you, yeah, you think you can do that, but Tony Robbins has been doing that for 30 years. Yes, so what? So what? You have a different point of view. You are fresh. You have a different perspective. And you will touch different people's lives. But your belief system might say to you, I'm not good enough. I am not good enough. You know how often I saw that? I am not good enough. I don't know enough. I can't teach people. How could I? How dare I teach people things that I'm not even 100% sure of? Rubbish. So this is a belief that will definitely stop you. I am not good enough. Believe me, if you have a dream, you are good enough to fulfill that dream, to live into that dream. You are good enough. I give you permission. Because you are already an expert on your topic. So how can you turn this around? That is my next question, and I want you to write it down. How can you turn this around? When I said to myself, how dare I? I'm not really good enough. I don't really know enough. I haven't studied this long enough, and I'd already studied it for more than 20 years when I started giving trainings. And an affirmation that you can give to yourself, a new thought, is I live my talk. I walk my talk. I've been there and I've done it many times. I've overcome my fears. So now I am capable of teaching that. I am the expert because I've lived it. I know it. And I'm sure that you're the expert on your personal topic, on the topic that you want to talk about, or the topic that you want to teach, or you want to write about, or that you want to become an expert in, that you want to be successful in. It doesn't matter. And once you've written these four things down, and you really need to write it down, not just listen to me. And you can download this later on. You can listen to it at any time. You know, if you didn't get all the questions now, you can download it. You can listen to it at any time. Just go to the page. 5 minutes after we finished, the download is ready. You can download it. It's free of charge. So I want you to read your answers aloud, and I want you to engrave them into your mind, especially the number four answer, the affirmation, how you've turned that negative self-talk around. And the best way to do it, of course, is by repetition. I mean, anything we do in life, we learn by repeatedly doing it and maybe doing it wrong for a few times and then learning how to do it. For instance, when I started writing my blog, I wrote once or twice a month or whenever I felt like it. Now I made it a habit to write a blog post or post something every single day, 7 days a week. And it's become a habit. It's become natural. I look at my blog every single day. It's www.barbarahoffmeister.com/blog. And you will find posts there every day. Sometimes it's just musings that I've gone through, you know, thoughts that I had. Other times it's teachings. Other times it's a video. Other times it's an audio. Whatever comes up for me when I'm doing my blog, and I do it every single day because it has become a habit. The same like I post on Twitter every day. And my Twitter account is Barbara Hoff, B-A-R-B-A-R-A-H-O-F. And every day I post something there. Usually I post a lot of quotes, I post some personal thoughts, answers to other people, whatever it is. Same with Facebook. Every single day I go on my Facebook account unless I'm traveling and I don't have access to the internet. And every day I post something, I write something, I answer some people. You see, what took years to be programmed into you now needs to be reprogrammed. You have to start having new habits, creating new thoughts, creating new habits. They can be ever so small, tiny little things. A positive habit, repeated every day, will make you super, super, super successful. A negative habit, repeated every day, definitely calls for disaster. I suggest that you tape your positive statements. You know, I mean, you can do this four-point thing that I told you earlier on. Write down precisely what you say to yourself. How does this self-talk make you feel? What beliefs are underlying that self-talk? I'm not good enough is an example. And then turn it around and write it so that it empowers you. Like I said, I live my talk. I walk my talk. I've been there and I've done it many times over. I am the expert on this topic. And I suggest that you tape it. You tape your positive statements, your own affirmations. And listen to them as often as you can. You can tape it on your MP3 player. And if you can't, then tape it on your computer. Download Audacity. It's totally free of charge. Just tape it with a little microphone or with your headset. Tape your affirmations. Convert it into an MP3. Put it on your MP3 player and listen to it. It's much, much more powerful than music. You know, they're strangers. You might enjoy the music, but you need to hear your own voice tell you that you can. Yes, you can. You are capable. You can do it. Because many of us fail because we give up at the wrong time, not because we're doing things wrong. Do you know the story of Darby Stubb? He gave up digging just 3 feet from hitting an enormous gold mine. He was digging for months and months, and he found little bits of gold. And 3 feet from hitting an enormous gold mine, he gave up. He left all his tools behind, and the next guy that came along took up there, found the tools, didn't even have to spend any money, and found one of the largest gold strikes in history, became super-duper rich because Stubb had given up just 3 feet away from his big breakthrough. You don't want to be another Stubb. You don't want to give up just before you have a big breakthrough. You see, to make a success of anything, whether it's in business or in a relationship, you've got to stay excited. You've got to keep the momentum up. You've got to work on success continuously, no matter how bumpy the road is. And sometimes you don't feel like it. You know how many times when I need to do these calls, I don't feel like it. I would rather do something else. When I had my flu a couple of weeks ago, I didn't want to do anything. I wanted to go to bed and sleep and rest. But I did it anyway. And afterwards, I was proud of myself because I did. You need to keep the momentum going. And the question is, how much do you want your success? Do you really want this? Is it pulling you, your desire, your big vision? You already wrote your vivid vision, I hope. If you haven't, go back to the first or second session and write your vivid vision. It's so important. It is your future. It is your life. Because unless you have a strong burning desire, you're going to give up at the first or second or latest at the third obstacle. You will. But you have to be willing to pay the price. You have to make an effort. Friedrich Nietzsche said, "He who has a why to live for can bear almost any how." And that is so true. What price would you have to pay to get what you want? One will be time. That's for all of us. Another one will be to stretch your boundaries, to overcome your fears, and to get out of your comfort zone. I know that's a tough one. But we can all do it because it's a self-created comfort zone, isn't it? But are you willing to pay that price? That's the question. So I want you to write down what you think it will take to really succeed in whatever you want to succeed in. It doesn't have to be too detailed at this stage because we will come back to it later. But write down what you think it will take to get where you want to go. We're just doing this now so you can start getting your mind focused in the right direction. So you can stop this later on when you've downloaded it and actually do it. Now I will continue to speak because time is limited. But you know how many of you are not going to do this? You know how many of you are just going to listen to me and say, yeah, it's easy for her to say. It is not. It is easy for you to do. I remember Jim Rohn in one of his seminars, he said, an apple a day keeps the doctor away. And everyone was laughing because everyone knew this. And he asked, how many of you are eating an apple a day? And there was maybe three people in the audience of several hundred. And he said, yeah, because it's easier not to eat that apple a day and not to keep the doctor away. It's easier not to exercise. It's easier to eat junk food. But do you want to be sick at 40 or 50 or die at 60 of a stroke, a heart attack, or cancer? It's in our hands. Beyond the shadow of doubt today, it is in our thoughts and it is in our hands. It has to do with our beliefs and our habits. Benjamin Disraeli said, action may not always be happiness, but there is no happiness without action. You need to take action and actually follow those steps. They are easy to do, but they are easier not to do. And you don't want to be one of the latter people that don't do it because it's going to get you the same shitty results you've been having. Because if you've been having fantastic results, you probably wouldn't be listening to me now. So please, change one little tiny habit today. Look at your belief system. What's stopping you? Change one little tiny habit today. And keep that up. Keep it up. You see, if you want something badly enough, then you will do all these steps. Whatever it takes. Look at people that are really successful. They've done whatever it took. We only know them when they are super successful, when they're at the top. But look at what they had to do to get to the top. We don't normally know that. I love reading biographies of people because of that. because I find out how much they had to struggle, how long it took them to get to where they are today. So is your rubber band still around your wrist? If it isn't, I don't know why you're listening. It's a waste of time. Yeah, I have to, you know, I have to tell you like that. Because if you're not using these techniques, if you're not answering these questions, then you don't really want to change. Because I can't give you that magic pill that will turn your life around. You've got to give it to yourself. You've got to swallow it. You've got to use this stuff. Well, if you haven't used your rubber band, I know that it's so easy not to do this. I know. I mean, I've experienced it. I told you the story of how I fell behind for 11 years. I forgot my dreams. 11 years. Come on. You don't want to be another me. But if you really want to use your rubber band, I'm telling you, give yourself some challenges. Do stuff that you've never dared to do before. You know, I mean, jump from a high board into a swimming pool, or, you know, I mean, jump from an airplane if that's what you've always wanted to do but never dared to. Go helicopter flying. climb in the forest, because they have this climbing forests now. They have one here just up the road from where I live. I mean, actually, just 2 minutes from me. And that is challenging, definitely challenging. I've only done the easy part because I'm not a spring chicken anymore, but I want to do at least the middle course this year, because it's so much fun. But at the same time, I tell you, there are situations there where I even on the very easy parkour, I had to force myself, because it was, you know, it looked dangerous. It was something that I'd never done before. So do stuff. Go to a karaoke bar and sing if you've never done that before. Bungee jump. Go scuba diving, skydiving. Drive a motorbike. Give a public speech for a lot of people. That is scary. Whatever it is that challenges you, do it. And when you hear that negative voice telling you that you can't do it, you are not good enough, you don't know enough, snap it away. Say, thank you very much for telling me, but I'm going to do it anyway. Thank you. Snap it away. Make it hurt so that your unconscious mind remembers that you can do it. Look at the people that you admire. What do you like best about them? Could you do the same? I mean, if you'd really tried, if you would really, really try, you could, couldn't you? Why not? If they can do it, you can too. Whatever it is that you want, if you're willing to pay the price, you will eventually get there. This is not just something that I'm saying. I've experienced this. I mean, anything that I teach you, I've done. And I've done it wrong many, many times, believe me. Painful experiences. The only limitations are in your mind. And maybe you have some physical restrictions, but if you look at the Paralympics, you know, where people with handicaps are into sports, I mean, that is so inspiring. You know, on the 1st of May, I have a seminar together with 8 other speakers in London, 1st and 2nd of May. And it's called the True Purpose Tour. And one of our speakers is a lady that doesn't have legs or arms. No arms or legs, can you imagine? But when you talk to her, you would never, ever think about that. It's not a handicap for her. It's an inspiration. It's incredible. If you are anywhere near London, if you're in the UK or in Germany, I'm flying there, you could fly there too. Wherever you are in Europe, it's easy to get to London, 1st and 2nd of May. The True Purpose Tour, just get in touch with me and I give you all the details. It's incredible. The speakers come from all around the world and they fly in only for this one event. We don't get paid for it. Why? Because we want you to live your life of purpose. It's important. You see, I know that everybody wants a genie to appear. I know that you've seen the film The Secret, or many of you have seen the film The Secret. And this massive genie appears and he says, your wish is my command. Yeah, it's not quite that easy, you know. It is true that when you are totally focused and you don't let anything stop you, the universe will support you and it will make your dreams come true. That's a fact. That is the law of attraction. But you can't just sit there and say, genie, please get me that. Thank you very much. Make me a millionaire. Make me slim. Make me happy. That doesn't work. You've got to do the work. But you must know what you want, be clear, be focused, and go in that direction. Anything is possible. I want you to think of people that you admire, people who have achieved what you want, who have won in spite of the odds, because they also had the odds against them. And write down, why could they do it, and why shouldn't you? I want you to write that down. Why could these people do it and why can't you? George Washington Carver said, 99% of failures come from people who have a habit of making excuses. If you don't write this stuff down, you're making excuses. I don't have a pen. I don't have to go into that. I think by now you know. Did you write down why you can't achieve whatever it is that you admire, that you would love to achieve? If you did, you won't like what I'm going to say now, because whatever you wrote is just a pure excuse. It's just an excuse for letting you stay within your comfort zone. That's all it is. So, I want you, let me tell you another story just before we finish for today, of the famous Italian painter and sculptor Michelangelo. This is a legend, and I'm not sure if it is true because there's controversial stories out there, but this is a legend that I love, and so I will just take it as such. It is said that when Michelangelo was supposed to make David, he searched for a very long time for the right block of marble. And he didn't like any of them. And when he finally decided on one block of marble, they asked him how he knew that this was the right block. And second, how can he turn such a big slab of marble, of stone, into a beautiful statue? And Michelangelo answered, that's easy. All I have to do is chip away everything that is not David. All I have to do is chip away everything that is not David. You have to chip away everything that is not your dream. So let your mind fly and chip away everything that's not you, David, your vision, your goal, your dream. I want you now, and we're going to finish in a minute, I want you to write down what it is. I want you to draw it. I want you to discover your inner secrets. And remember, you've got nothing to lose except your own limitations. But you have everything, everything, everything to gain. Because the choice, as always, is in your hands. And in your mind, and you are in control of your mind. You're learning to be in control of your mind. It's up to you, nobody else. So I want you to take some paper, and I want you to paint a picture of your ideas, your dreams, your aspirations. Paint it in whichever way you want to, in words, in drawings. You can use photos. You can make a collage with photos, for instance. You can use magazine cuttings. Because you are creating your dream board. And that is the storyboard to your future, to your perfect life. When we did the vivid vision earlier, it was a moment, a snapshot of your perfect life. It was a few hours of your perfect day. That is what we drew out there. And that is what we are hopefully visualizing once or twice a day, or even more if you can. I mean, I've taped mine, it's on MP3, and I can listen to it whenever I want. And I do listen to it, and I do imagine it. You do it whichever way is easiest for you. But now, we want to make a storyboard. You know when they make a film? They make a storyboard of every single scene, every scene, exactly drawn out, where each actor is going to stand, what's going to happen in that scene. That's exactly drawn out before they even start filming. Of course, before they start filming, because otherwise they wouldn't know what they wanted in the film, would they? They wouldn't be able to tell the actors what they had to do in which scene. And it's the same in your life. You need to know. So make that storyboard and use whatever works for you. It doesn't make a difference. I have a big cardboard, for instance, where I put magazine cuttings. I wrote affirmations on it. I put a photo of a beautiful guy that hopefully will still come into my life, in case you're interested. Get in contact with me. And, you know, I put everything on there that I still want to have, become, be, see, meet, do, everything. It's all on that big dream board. And sometimes I take my dream board to my seminars because I want people to see that I actually do walk my talk. I'm not just telling people to do stuff and I don't do it myself. And of course, it doesn't always stay the same. You make your dream board and you live up to some of those dreams. And then you grow, you become bigger and your dreams become bigger. And you need to change your dream board. You need to improve it. You need to make it bigger. You need to make it better and more appropriate to what you really want. Because you will become clearer and clearer the further you walk down that road towards your dream life, towards your vision of a perfect life. It's up to you. It's your life. Only you can decide what you want. Nobody else. Don't let other people stop you. Don't listen to the dream stealer. It's your life. You can make it happen. I know you can. And once you start the process, and I'm telling you, if you're following me, if you're following, I mean, whether you do it through this audio, through these radio shows, whether you do it because you follow the book, whether you do it because you have the home study course, it doesn't matter. What matters is that you take action. You do it. You take one small step and another tiny step and another tiny step. And, you know, a lot of small steps will get you anywhere. But if you start running and jumping and trying to get away from the obstacles and jump across them, you will probably fall and think that you failed. And stop. Don't do that. Don't let that happen to you. I want you to be successful because you deserve it. And if you take the time out to listen to me, if you take the time out to do this, you will make it happen. That's a guarantee, a promise from me to you. Thank you very, very much for listening to me. I want you to have a successful, great, fantastic, abundant, rich, happy life. My name is Barbara Hofmeister from the To Be Network. Because to be or not to be, that choice is truly yours. See you next Thursday. Bye-bye.